It's back. Reminds you of the old FTS radio days, doesn't it? Back last June. Great week that was, the old FTS radio, before the tragic happenings of the Saturday. Never handball. It was never, ever handball. So why happy birthday? Today we've got there. Today is 365 consecutive days of doing the podcast. I have done 369 podcasts. There's been 4 days where I've recorded two because I've made a cock-up and forgotten something. And there have been over 195,000 downloads of the podcast. 195,000 downloads. Fantastic stuff. I'm glad you've all enjoyed it. I know for a fact some of them have been really good, some of them have been a load of shit, and some of them have been okay. I know that some of them people have liked, some of them they haven't. I know we've had new listeners who've sodded off. But for those of you listening today and who have listened over the last year, whether you've listened to one or all of them, if you've listened to all of them, you've probably got something wrong with you. But if you've listened to one or all of them, can I just say thank you very much. It was a goal of mine last year to teach myself how to do them, get them online and do 365 days of them. And we've got there. And I know I've sort of hinted that I may not continue. As it stands, I will continue. I will do a podcast every day. The only difference is I will not guarantee it. For example, if somebody's getting married, I won't be running around trying to get to a wedding and do a podcast. But or if Spurs get to the Champions League final again, I'm rushing to Turkey. I've got the hotel booked, by the way. See, last year I had it booked. I've booked the hotel just in case. But no, we're shit. No, we're rubbish. Don't even think about it. Garbage losing to Watford tomorrow. But as it's birthday, we've got to have a little competition over the weekend, haven't we? So we're going to resort again to Twitter. We've got the NFL playoffs this year, this weekend. 4 teams left. Tennessee are at Kansas, and Green Bay are at San Francisco. What I want you to do is tweet me for the FTS birthday competition. So tweet me hashtag FTS Betslip birthday. Hashtag FTS Betslip birthday. All one word. FTS Betslip birthday. The number of points across the two games that you think there will be in the two NFL games. So if you think one will be 20-10, that is 30 points, and you think the other one will be 32-28, that is 60 points. You add them together, you've got 90 points. And as a tiebreaker, the team that you think will win, which one of those four will go on and be Super Bowl champions. That we'll just use that as a tiebreaker. If two people have the same number, the same team that tie, I will either give you both a prize or I'll do a draw, but I'll probably give you both a prize if you get that. So, hashtag FTS Betslip birthday. The number of points across the two NFL playoff games this weekend, which are the semi-finals in effect, what us football people would call the semi-finals, Tennessee at Kansas and Green Bay at San Francisco. The shrewd ones will look at the over-under betting markets to get an idea what those people think. And then as a tiebreaker, the team you think will win the Super Bowl. So Kansas, San Francisco, Green Bay or Tennessee. I am going to put up a fantastic prize. We'll give it when I get back. It's going to be a monster. I'm going to give an absolute monster prize because I really do appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. While I'm on the subject of prizes, I have three people, I believe it was. Might have been four. I can't remember. I've got it here somewhere that I've traded for prior to Christmas and over the Christmas New Year week. I'm going away on Tuesday, but if you drop me an email the week of the 5th of Feb when I'm back, I will sort out your winnings because I've got some winnings for people. So, yes, just drop me an email if you would and I will sort that out when I get back. What else was the other thing? Oh, the podcast is now on YouTube as well. If you go to the FTS website and click the YouTube icon or you find our YouTube channel on are the FTS Income channel on YouTube. You can now listen to the podcast through YouTube if that helps anybody access wise. And do also make use of the forum as well. The forum's getting some use. If you've not been on there, do make use of it. We are going to make a couple of changes to that, and I'm going to add my own forum section to cover my things like my goals and things when I get back, my goals for the year, and follow along. I was going to try and do it before I go, but I'm going to do that when I get back. I'm going to put my goals up on the forum and have a post there that I will keep maintained with progress, and others can chip in. So that's it. Yeah, so don't forget the comp, and that's it for all those bits. Right, what other stuff have I got? I've got quite a bit today. Waffle on, I've had a hell of a morning. I have, we had obviously some issues for those on FDD with the league tables. I've done my football process. I used to do it manually, and then up until about 2010 I started using Excel. 2012 I was proficient enough with Excel to be able to get it on a database type format and actually put them together that you guys could share it. And over that period of the last 7 years, I've had people like Chris Spreadsheets, I'll come to him in a minute, helping me out to streamline it, make it quicker, but it's still a flipping shambles in the mornings on a Friday. I've never ever had anybody else do it. I've only ever done it myself, partly because I'm a bit OCD with it and I only trust myself to do it. And secondly, some of it was for secret reasons. I didn't really want people to know what I did and how I did it. And then as I got sort of less paranoid about that, it just became something that I didn't really have anybody to help me, so I've always done it. But this morning, as I was doing it, I videoed it with the potential of someone else being able to watch the videos to do it while I go on holiday, because it is madness thinking I'm going to go on holiday and next Friday I've got to get up at like 3 in the morning or 2 in the morning to start doing and get ready for football sheets. It's flipping nonsense. And I've done that all the time, and when I look at it, one of my goals personally is to sort myself out with things like that. So I videoed the process this morning, and in the process of videoing myself, I put myself under great pressure and made a load of ricks. See, because normally you're just clicking away and doing it, and then all of a sudden I was trying to sort of commentate on it and video myself, and I became self-conscious and made a real old mess of it, but we got there in the end. Stop watching Question Time. That's another one of my goals. Been that. See, load of old shit, innit? I used to always watch Question Time on a Friday. I used to sit and put it on early morning when I got up, getting all the sheets ready. And I binned it because I just thought, what am I doing wasting my life listening to that nonsense? People in the crowd that are imbeciles or plants, and five people on a panel who don't answer a question and shout over each other. Just don't get it. Nonsense. What am I doing watching it? Binned it. Gone. Question Time. No go. Out. Enjoyed the story yesterday, didn't you, about the old daughter? Yeah, so that basically a cruise ship thing. Ended up costing me the car, 2 months of her boyfriend's wages that she'd binned. Holiday to Sorrento that I didn't really need to go on, but fair enough, it was a nice holiday. A flight home for her, and paying up a cruise ship contract that was nothing to do with me. So all in, it was a nice sort of 25, 30 large down the Swanee. Great fun. Beautiful. You want the punch in the face story, don't you? Right, so this is going back a bit. This is back in, what a way to celebrate the birthday of the podcast. Tell me about how I got a whack in the face. This would have been about 1992. I hadn't long met Sam. We lived in Exmouth first. Sam's from Exeter. We bought or rented a flat in Exmouth. And then after about 6-8 months, maybe even a year, we moved to Okehampton, which is a sort of Dartmoor town in Devon. Lovely little town, bit out the way, and very much it's a big rugby town and very much a drinking town. It's sort of just like most little places, one sort of main high street with 7, 8, 9 pubs in it. And I got friendly with some golfers and the rugby boys. And as you do when you're 21, 22, 23, out on a Friday night or Saturday night, pub crawl and end up in the nightclub. Can't remember what it was called, Nero's or Caesar's, only a little thing. One of the, or a few of the guys live more up Exeter way, and obviously they couldn't get involved with drink driving, but this one guy, we played golf one Saturday and Saturday afternoon, used to play golf, have a few beers, go and get showered and changed, go out and go out on the town. So he's played golf and had a good few beers. He's a big guy, really big guy. And I'm not making that up because he whacked me. He was a massive guy. He was about 6'4", built like a brick shithouse, but not muscly, sort of more fat and just big. And he came out this Saturday, got drunk, and he drove a Daewoo car. And he basically got pissed, drove home, and the car ended up parked in the middle of a roundabout somewhere off the A30. And he just left it there and went home. And the police came the next morning. Obviously, they knew it was his car, but they couldn't prove that he'd been driving it or drink driving. So he, whatever he did, he got away with it. He literally, the car went up them. It was one of these sort of raised roundabouts, and he literally went up in there, just left the car there, bang. So about 3 months later, we're going out, and he says, I can't do that again. He says, I can't come out with you boys unless I can stay over. So I said to him, well, you can stay at my place. We had a spare bedroom. So you come down mine after golf, have a shower and go out. So that's what we did. So he comes down, we played golf, gone back to my place, gone out, had a couple of beers. I think it was in about the third pub we went in. He taps me on the shoulder. He says, Ian, can you put these in your pocket? Because I know what I'm like. I'll probably drive home. And he gave me his keys. I said, well, you can't drive home. I said, your stuff's at my house. And I said, you'd be met. He said, yeah, I know. He said, but I just know what I'm like. He said, I'd still just as likely get in the car and leave the stuff at your place. He said, if you've got my keys, then I know that I'm coming back with you. So I've just put his keys in my pocket, carried on. We've gone around all the pubs, gone to the nightclub. It's now, I don't know, 1 in the morning, 1:30. We've all had a really good drink, out giving it some on the dance floor. Comes up, he taps me again on the shoulder. I turn around. Ian, give us my keys. I said, what? He said, give us my keys, I'm going. I said, I'm not giving you the keys. I said, you're not driving home. I said, you've had flipping skimful. You are not driving home. You know, he went, no, give us my keys, I've got to go. I said, I'm not giving you keys. And with that, he has floored me. And I mean floored me. He has smacked me straight in the old face. Straight in the nose, knocked me bandy, bent over, taken the keys out of his pocket. And left me there. So there you go. See, it wasn't even for being cheeky. I know you all thought I get whacked for being cheeky. It wasn't even that. I just got a smack in the face for trying to do a good turn. The second time I got whacked, I'll tell you about, I was being cheeky. But this time I wasn't being cheeky. I just got a whack trying to do a good turn. Stop someone driving home, mounting their car in the middle of a roundabout like they'd done before, and got smacked in the face. There you go. Happy birthday. Right, let's get back onto this football bit. We've talked about goals. I'm going to go over this, and I don't care whether people find it boring. I know people find it good. You know, since 6th of January, we talked about writing down your betting down. What do you do? What can you bin? Setting yourself up for 100 days and repeating the same thing. We've talked about goals, yearly goals, and long-term goals. We've talked about what methods are you going to use to write those, achieve those goals. So I asked you to write things down that you think will help your goals, and that's what we got. That's where we've got to. And I also go through your daily routine and write what is necessary and bollocks. So for me, for example, today, I always watched Question Time. If it was that season when it was on, it was a habit. Friday, up, cup of tea, iPlayer on, Question Time, sit with the football sheets, binned it, bollocks, not necessary, bollocks. I used to find myself getting wound up listening to it. Why put myself through it? Gone. I'll never watch the program again. That's what I'm like, black or white. Question Time is dead to me. Gone. So that's where we've got. And where I'm going with this is, I was out on Saturday. We went to the Tottenham game. Tottenham-Liverpool. Trying not to remember it. And there was a few FTS guys there just by chance, because there's a few of them as Spurs supporters who now know where I and me and Suggsy have a drink pre-match, and it's great that they come along and have a drink, and anybody who's a Spurs fan is welcome to. You get to meet the infamous Suggsy and listen to him spout shite for a little while. And Gary Smith, who is a Liverpool fan, happened to be going, and Gary's a good lad, other than being a Liverpool fan, he was going with a Spurs fan. He said, oh, can we meet you for a drink before? I said, you can definitely meet me for a drink before, but not after. I don't want anything to do with Liverpool fans when the whistle goes. Oh, I'm talking to Gary. Gary's come with somebody I've never met, and sitting there, and I was doing some betting on the phone, and Gary said, he said, you're amazing. He said, you sit and talk, and you're involved in all sorts of subjects. He said, you're having a Guinness. He said, and then you get your phone out and you're full focus. He said, it's like you know when 20 minutes is up. And I said, well, what you got to remember, Gary, is I've done this for a long time. I've done this for 12 years. You do almost have a clock in your head of what's going on. And he said, I couldn't do that. And I went, Gary, I said, of course you could. I said, you can do any. I'm a firm believer anybody can do what I can do. I said, I think, I'm a firm believer we can all do what anything that anybody can do. Anyway, I was going to make a point, so I turned to Gary's mate, because I was going to say, what do you do? And I was going to say, what do you do? Seeing I was going to say, well, I couldn't do that now, but over a bit of time, I would be able to. So I turned to Gary's mate, I said, what do you do, mate? He went, I'm a reptile breeder. And that was it. I thought, well, I can't fucking do that. I've never heard those words in my life. And they all just started laughing at me. I went, well, that's it. So that was the example I was going to use. And we got the flipping reptile breeder. Who's interested in that? Breeding reptiles, turning them all different colours. He earns thousands, apparently. I don't know whether that's right or wrong. Selling rare ones. So he wasn't the best person to use as an example. But the point I was going to make was that most people, when I talk to people about betting, and Gary was one, and I really like Gary, no joke aside, really nice guy. You look at what I do now and where I am now, and you should be looking at where I was in 2005, going back to that situation, because you're all looking for this instant, or not all, but a lot of people looking for instant gratification and success, because that's the world we live in now. Everything is just flipping instant, isn't it? But there's no quick fix to this. There's no plaster to apply. There's no quick fix to stop losing and suddenly winning. Just like there's no miracle diet, there's no miracle fitness pill. They just don't exist, and positive and negative results will come and go. It doesn't happen overnight, but if you keep doing, and I've said this so many times, I do the same thing every day, it's boring. If you keep doing the same thing every day and get into these daily disciplines, and this is all the stuff I've been doing since the 6th of January, talking about what do you actually do, why do you do it, what purpose does it serve, where's it going to get you, we're getting to the stage now, right, we've got to start doing these things every single day. And if you do that, I promise you, you'll start to get there. The only one who can control it is you. You can blame me all you like. You can blame my systems. You can listen to people who slag me off on Twitter. You can blame VAR when a goal doesn't go in. You can blame players. You can blame managers. You know, when I talk to people about goals, they always remember the late goal that got disallowed that fucked them. They never remember the late goal that won them some money. You can blame all that. But until you accept it is solely you, you're in control of everything you do. Nobody's holding guns to your head to do anything. And you start doing the same thing every single day. The mundane, boring, shite stuff that I do. And accept it's a grind. Until you do that, I promise you, you are going to go nowhere. If you start to do it, even taking one little small step every single day, you will get to where you want to be. And anybody can do what I do. Anybody. Unfortunately, the people I just think get a wealth of information, they're desperate to do something quickly, they never stick at anything and give up. That's how I see it. There is no more information out there. Everything you need is in front of you. You know, as I said the other day, you're not going to get all of a sudden a miracle Betfair system. It just doesn't simply exist. It's bollocks. And the people who tell you and make the videos of new loophole, new brilliant system, they're talking shite. There's so much shit out there, and I appreciate sorting that wheat from chaff is difficult, but it's a process. And it's very easy. I know people who try and make you feel that you're missing out and you act. And we've been guilty of stuff like that through FTS sometimes, and I've learnt from it. But you act on it, it goes tits up, and then you feel bad and you try and go, and you get into almost a negative, have another go, ever decreasing circle. All I want people to do now is stick to what we're doing, get a process, your process, and I will help you all I can. We've got big ideas for FTS over the next couple of years with for you to helping you guys. And hopefully I think these podcasts are part of that that do help you. Anyway, I'm rambling, aren't I? But I hope you've got something from that. Happy birthday. I'm just going to keep saying happy birthday to my podcast. Happy birthday. Right, what have I got for you today? I've got some nags. I've got some nags, only a couple, and I've got some. I've got some nags, and I've got some. I've got a bit of football. I'll do the football in a minute. Let's do the horses, and then we'll do the flipping football. I'll put Chrissy's spreadsheets right here. My old Chrissy. Right, we have got in the 545. I better get the old markets up. See, I'm doing this shoddy. Birthday one, you'd have thought 365 flipping days. I'd have sorted it out. 545. Small win bet, Tommy DeVito. 545 at Newcastle. Small win bet, Tommy DeVito. Dundalk over at Ireland. 8:30. Dundalk, Nig Bay, win and place. 8:30 Dundalk, Nig Bay, win and place. And then 6:30. Bear with me. The one you are, win and place. 6:30, the one you are. That could be a nice price, that one. 6:30, the one you are, win and place at Dundalk. So that is the horses. Football, we had a winner last night, didn't we, with Almeria. Beating, was it Oviedo? I had a half-decent bet on that myself. And I mentioned it came up as Chrissy Spreadsheet's top bet. Let's just get this right. This was my process and my sheet that the old boy's put together, and he's done a fantastic job. Not going to fault him on the old Excel. The best in the business. Superb at it. But when he built this sheet, I said, I want it to do this, I want that, I need it to do that calculation, I want it to do that. This is where the data comes from. And he went off and done it. And in doing that, he's nicked one of the calculations off, and he said, I'm going to put that in there. And I didn't know. It came up as a message, Chrissy's spreadsheet's bet of the day. So we had a laugh about it at the time I mentioned it. He then said to me, how's it getting on, Chrissy's spreadsheet's bet of the day? I said, I don't know, Chris. I said, I don't write it down every day. I said, you don't save it. It just pops up in a box. I've got things to do. So he's in version 12 of the sheet. He's built this lovely little graphic that pops up, Chrissy's spreadsheet's bet of the day. As it happened, that bet yesterday was one of my bets yesterday. It just coincided with Chrissy's bet of the day. So I called it out. I said, it comes up as, he's flipping, it's only one, and now people are giving him top tipster. Just, he's top Excel, man. There's only one flipping top tipster around FTS, and it ain't Chrissy spreadsheets. And I love him the bits, but we're not having it, Chrissy. Not having flipping. We got flipping Shazwad Guru trying to start up. Chrissy spreadsheets trying to start up. What's going on here? Let's get a grip on it. So, today, football. There, people are going to say, he said he put the bets at the end, but he hasn't. All he's done is waffle on. Bear with me, football. Oh, Chrissy's spreadsheet's bet of the day. Great sheet he's built me, by the way. Fantastic sheet. Where are we? Where are we, football? Why do I do this to myself, not get organised? You thought I would have learnt. Right, here we go. Here we go, troops. We is getting there. He says, it's not a massive amount, you know, we all sit around waiting for it, but all the leagues start this weekend, so we'll be good to go. We will be good to go tomorrow. I think tomorrow could be a busy day. Right, but today, first half goal in Fulham versus Middlesbrough. So if it is 0-0 on 20 minutes, first half goal, Fulham versus Middlesbrough, start drip backing a first half goal over the next 10-15 minutes. That is Fulham versus Middlesbrough in the Championship. And then in the Belgian Premier League, Mechelen versus Standard. Mechelen versus Standard. If it is 0-0 on 25 minutes, start drip backing over 1.5 goals. Mechelen versus Standard. Start drip backing over 1.5 goals. 25 minutes. Remove your liability. The Chrissy spreadsheets, I'll give it to you. This is a better price. Yesterday was odds on, but the Chrissy spreadsheets nap of the day is back the home win in MVV Maastricht versus NEC Nijmegen. I'm not on that. You can take that at your peril. We'll see how good Chrissy is when the 3.35 shot gets beat. But that is a Chrissy spreadsheet's nap of the day. I won't put them all up every day. I'm going to keep a result of result sheet of Chrissy spreadsheet's naps. Actually, my wife's going to do it. She went, I'll do that because I like Chrissy. There, ridiculous. She met him the other day. I'll do that. I like Chrissy. There, if I ask her to do something, she goes, oh, fuck's sake, another one. There, I like Chrissy. Oh, there you are. Back the home win in MVV Maastricht versus Nijmegen. I've even got a little avatar of his little mooey look, his little face. That's it from me. I forgot Gary met one of the horse racing guys, the main horse racing guy on Saturday, Gary Smith. I introduced him to him, Suggs, he had met him before. This is the guy who threw the bag out the train window, if you listen to that story. And he told another story the other day, which I'd heard but forgotten, about a jacuzzi in the gym. So I've got that one for you, which I may spill out next week when I go away. I can't wait to go away, I'll be honest. I really can't wait. Right, have a lovely, lovely Friday. I hope your punting goes well this weekend. I will be back tomorrow. The bets are in the end of the podcast. I don't care what anybody says. It is a happy birthday podcast. Do not forget the competition, FTS Bet Slip Birthday, with a hashtag. If you don't put it in there, I can't find your entry and it won't be entered. Number of points across the two NFL semi-finals this weekend added together, the total points of both games added together, and the team you think will win the Super Bowl, which will be used as a tiebreaker. Have a great Friday, guys, and I will see you all, or speak to you all, tomorrow morning. I really appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to this, particularly those of you who listen every day. But anybody who listens, thank you ever so much.